For this Wednesday, March 19th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Posey County man is behind bars after authorities say he sexually abused and gave drugs to a child. The Posey County Sheriff's Office says 43-year-old Jeremy Lee Wyatt of Mount Vernon is facing felony charges of child molesting and dealing marijuana. According to the Posey County Sheriff's Office, the investigation started back in January when police received a complaint about possible sex abuse that took place in 2021. During the investigation, authorities say they discovered Wyatt had been sexually abusing the victim over the past several years and giving them THC vapes. Authorities say the victim told them the abuse began as early as when they were 5 years old. Wyatt was arrested and booked into the Posey County Jail. He's being held on a $75,000 cash bond. A Mount Vernon man is in custody after having over 3 grams of fentanyl after overdosing on Sunday night. The Posey County Sheriff's Office originally said no charges were filed. The department sent it to the prosecutor's office for consideration, and by Monday, he was arrested. Christopher Fueling is charged with possession after deputies say they found fentanyl in his pocket after administering 3 doses of Narcan while he was overdosing. The Indiana Broadband Office was in Posey County on Monday night holding a listening and information session. People gathered at the Hovey House to hear from the state on how internet will soon be available to those who are currently not serviced. The state of Indiana was given nearly $870 million to do this through the Biden administration's Broadband Equity Access and Development Program. The goal is to provide internet for all within 4 years of the award date of the money. The timeline is still unclear, but Indiana Broadband says work should start this summer. Drivers might soon notice a new deputy vehicle roaming the streets of Posey County. The Sheriff's Office says the brand new cruiser will be used to keep St. Wendell Catholic School and St. Philip Catholic School safe. The vehicle, which was designed to represent both schools, will be driven by SRO Darren Richardson. One side of the vehicle is outfitted in green with a design of the St. Philip's Cougar mascot. The other side is red with a depiction of St. Wendell's mascot, the Eagle. Switching to some sports news, Indiana men's basketball announced the hiring of Darian DeVries as its next head coach on Tuesday. DeVries heads to Indiana after spending just one season at West Virginia. The Mountaineers went 19-13 and 10-10 in the Big 12. Prior to West Virginia, DeVries was the head coach for 6 seasons at Drake. At Drake, DeVries went 150-55 overall and guided the Bulldogs to the NCAA tournament in 3 of his final 4 seasons. The NCAA men's basketball tournament tipped off last night with a pair of play-in games, and tonight there are 2 more play-in games before the 64-team field is set. First-round games in the NCAA tournament take place Thursday and Friday. The 4th-seeded Purdue Boilermakers play Thursday at 11:40 a.m. against 13-seed High Point. Also early on Thursday at 11:15 a.m., number 8-seed Louisville takes on number 9-seed Creighton. Friday evening is when the number 3-seed Kentucky Wildcats play their first-round contest against number 14-seed Troy. Finishing up in the NBA tonight, the Indiana Pacers return home to start a 5-game homestand. This evening, they welcome the Dallas Mavericks for a 6 o'clock tip-off. The Pacers sit at 38-29. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, March 19th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Your weather forecast is next.